विश्वं दर्पण दृश्यमान नगरितुल्यं निजान्तर्गतं पश्यन् आत्मनि मायया बहिरिवद्भूतं यथा निद्रया या साक्षी कुरुते प्रबोधसमये स्वात्मां नाम एव अव्ययम् तस्मै श्रीगुरुमूर्तये नम ईदं श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तये विजयस्यान्तर इवङ्कुरो जगदीदं प्राङ्निर्विकल्पं पुनः मायाकल्पितदेशकालकलना वैचित्रचित्रकृतं चित्रीकृतं मायावीव विजृम्भयत्यपि महायोगीव या स्वेच्छया तस्मै श्रीगुरुमूर्तये नम इदं श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तये मयि शङ्कर हिमचु दक्षिणामूर्ति सीइंग द यूनिवर्स कंटेन्ड विद इन हिमसेल्फ लाइक ए सिटी सीन इन ए मिरर बट अपीयरिंग एज इफ प्रोड्यूस्ड आउटसाइड थ्रू माया और इल्यूशन एज इन स्लीप एज बीइंग रियली इन द सेल्फ He realizes at the time of spiritual illumination his own immutable self alone to him incarnate as the blessed teacher to Sri Dakshinamurti is this salutation. He who, like a juggler or a great yogi, spreads out this universe but does it out of his own will. The universe which exists in indeterminate like the germ of a seed and is later on diversified by the difference arising from the notion of a space and time created by Maya to him incarnate as the blessed teacher to Sri Dakshinamurti is this salutation. These verses are the highest truth exemplified by Vedanta philosophy. Drishya, the universe which we see, this vast creation, is just like a reflection of a big city in the mind. Reflection. Reflection is not real. City is real. When we stand in front of a mirror, we see the reflection on the mirror. If somebody hits on that reflection, we don't get hurt. But if somebody hits on our face, we get hurt. So a drashta drishya, the seer and the seen. Who is the seer? That is the question of Vedanta philosophy. Lochanam drishya. Rupam drishyam lochanam drik. Rup, the form, this universe which we see, is the drishya, seen, scenery. The seer, the eyes. Drishyam tu dhib, drishyam lochanam dhri, tad drishyam tu manasam. Again the eyes become the seen and the mind becomes the seer. Drishya dhib rittayu. Again the mind, all the vritti, thoughts waves of the mind becomes the seen. Atman is the seer. Tadrigeva natu drishyate. This Atman cannot be seen because it is the eternal seer. Seer and seen are two different things. So this universe we see are not real. Just like a mirage. Who created it? Ishvara, God. Mayaviva, Mahajogiva. Shankara gave two examples. Mayavi, the great juggler. Mahajogiva, the great yogi. He created this illusory world. Why? That is, there is no question of why. Why this creation? No answer. But Vedanta answers, you can get rid of this creation. This issue, this creation is Ishva Srishto. God created it to play. It is his eternal sports. But we individual beings, we can attain liberation and get rid of this creation from our mind. That is our goal. Shitcha. Out of his own will, he created this universe. And this diversity, multiplicity. Swamiji said again and again, be the witness. Always try to be the witness. See everything, but don't touch it. In the museum, if you go, all these beautiful paintings and all these things, if the moment you touch it, you will be thrown out by the guard. Just see it and enjoy it. Take the position of a seer, Shakshi. The moment you touch it means you are attached. How to transcend this attachment through self-knowledge. That is the goal of Vedanta philosophy. So, let us meditate on that supreme reality, Brahman, God, to give us clear vision, so that we can see God in everything, in every being. And we can transcend this duality, which is the cause of all problem. This duality is not real. It takes many, many, many lives, a lot of sadhana to experience this non-dual Brahman. In Abhudhuta Gita, in the first mantra says, Ishvara anugrahat pungsham advaita vasana. It is the grace of God that we get the desire to know the non-dual Brahman. So let us pray to God to give us good understanding so that we can know this mystery of Maya and transcend it. Om.
Sahana Babutu, Sahana Ubhunaktu, Sahabiriyam Karabhavai, Tejasvina Vadhitamastu Mavidvishabhai, Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Lead us from the unreal to the real, lead us from darkness to light, lead us from death to immortality, light us through, and guide us evermore with thy loving presence. Peace, peace, peace be unto all.
Studying Panchadoshi by Vidyaranya Muni, it is a very important scripture of Vedanta philosophy. This book has 15 chapters. The first 5 chapters. First is inquiry about the truth. What is the truth? Second, inquiry about the 5 elements, this whole world. Third, inquiry of the 5 sheaths which cover the Atman. Fourth chapter, inquiry of the duality that we are studying. This duality, one has become many. Brahman has become Jiva and Jagat and Ishvara. That cosmic consciousness transforms into Ishvara, creator, preserver, destroyer of the universe. And then Jagat, this universe, and the individual beings. God, soul, and universe, world. Actually, pure consciousness, which has been transformed into 3 ways. So God created this universe, this earth, this water, this air, this space. Who created it? They are not man-made. God created. But how do you know? Well, every creation must have a creator. This chair was created. There must be a carpenter. This carpet has been created. There must be a creator. Whatever this body has been created, there must be a creator. Every creation must have a creator. So when we see space, air, all these things, there must be a creator. So God created. Individual beings also create. That we discussed in our previous class. In Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, there is called Saptanna Brahman. These individual beings create 7 things. First, food. We produce, create food. That food for every being in this world. Second, for the animals, we create milk so that they can survive. 2 kinds of food we created for gods. Darsha, Purnamas sacrifices. Full moon and new moon sacrifices. We offer all those things to gods. So 2 to 4. And the 3 food human beings created by himself. Created for himself, not by. Created for himself. What are those 3 food? 3 kinds of food? Prana, mana, buddhi. Prana, energy. We use energy to create everything. Then, mana, mind. Actually, jnana karma bhyam, jnana, knowledge, and karma, action, create things. We have knowledge, and we have action. Knowledge means meditation. Think. We think something and then we create that object. Anyhow, this is a very mystery that how we produce, create things. Annam and food. Food means the objects we want to enjoy for ourselves. How do you enjoy? We enjoy through the speech, through the mind, and through buddhi. verse 21. In the previous verse, we read that God created gems. Objects created by Ishvara, that is gems, do not alter. They remain the same. But gems may affect different people differently according to their mental states. Gem, with the gem you can make an jewelry. Some gems you can use it to protect you from unseen catastrophe. Oh, some kind of planet and some kind of, you know, auspicious things, people use some kind of gems. So the same object can be used in various ways. But human beings did not create the gems. But human beings use the gems, enjoy it, and can give many shapes he likes. You did not create the clay, but from the clay you can make pots and pans and various things you can make. You did not create gold. From the gold you can make various kinds of ornaments. That is human aspects. Man can create jewelry. God makes gold. Very interesting. Rishyati eko muning labdhva kruddhati anyo hi alabhata pashyati vaviraktu atra na rishyati na kuipati. This is very interesting. Verse 21. One may feel happy on obtaining a gem, whereas another may feel disappointed at failing to obtain it. And a man uninterested in it may only look on and feel neither happy nor disappointed. Same object can be viewed from three angles. It is amazing that how this shatraj, how the gunas play. This watch gives me happiness. I can see the time. This watch gives misery to a person who is so poor, cannot afford to buy a watch. So it is giving me happiness, it is giving misery to another person. And the Indian farmer doesn't care for a watch at all. He decides the time watching the sun. So he doesn't need a watch. He is completely indifferent about the watch. He is neither affected at all. He is not affected at all. Same object has three focuses, three angles. Priyo apriyo upekshi upeksha upeksha cha iti ityakara munigastrayoha srishta jivai isha srishtam rupam sadharanam trishu. One man may feel happy. The jiva creates these three feelings of happiness, disappointed, or indifference with regard to the gem, but the nature of the gem as created by Ishvara remains the same throughout. Do you know what he is trying to tell us? Isha srishta doito and jiva srishta doito, difference. God's creation is very even. It does not give us misery and happiness. But my creation, your creation, creates happiness and misery. If you have a desire, if you get the thing, you are happy. If you do not get the thing, you are miserable. And if you are not interested, you are not affected. But Please show me, how does it help us in our spiritual life, in day-to-day life? As I said from the very beginning, everything belongs to God. Don't take the ownership. Just be the caretaker. Your home, your family, your children, husband, wife, all belong to God. That Vedanta teaches. You are in this world. You do not possess anything. You came alone, you will go alone. Give up this attachment. Very difficult. I own nothing. Then you have no problem. The moment you see that I possess, that very moment, problem begins. You go to see the museum. I went to Louvre Museum in France. There's a big sign there in Mona Lisa. No flash. You can take a picture, but no flash. It happened in Austria. My camera automatically made a flash, and then immediately guard came and stopped me. I do not know German. Then another person explained that he is a guest, he does not know. Anyhow, at least he did not take away my camera. All the beautiful paintings you see, do not touch it. The moment you touch it, you will be thrown out from the museum. So in this world, take the position of a witness. Watch everything. Difficult. If sometimes we read this philosophy and you see what is the application. Application is very, very important. God created. As Sri Ramakrishna told a story, God laughs twice. When two brothers divide their property, putting a rope, this side is yours, this side is mine. God laughs, this whole universe belongs to me, these two poor persons are dividing my land. God laughs. Second time God laughs when a doctor says, I shall cure the child of you, to the mother, and God thinks, I am taking the child, and this poor doctor thinks that he can cure. God laughs twice. Anyhow, Bharja Shushna Nandata Cha Jata Mata Iti Anekada Pratiyogi Dhiya Joshit Vidyatena Sarupata. Now, the Vidyaranya Muni is giving various examples to make us understand that the how one can be viewed from different angles as many. God is one without a second, this Vishnu. This whole, whatever you see is nothing but Brahman. That Brahman is viewed by different people from different ways. Now listen what he says. Through personal relationships, one had the same woman appears differently as a wife, a daughter-in-law, a sister-in-law, a cousin, and a mother, but she herself remains unchanged. This woman is the daughter of her mother, she is the wife of her husband, she is the mother of her child, she is a cousin of her sister, other cousin. From different angles, same woman can be viewed from different angles. But the woman does not change. So this Brahman, this world does not change. These jivas, the individual beings, are creating variety, multiplicity, diversity. Let me tell you what is in, already I told in the beginning, again he is telling. He is trying to prove it, this whole world is in the mind. And the moment you have this mind, you will see all these projections. And these projections are making us miserable. Want to get rid of misery? Give up these projections. But I have a mind, I will have to project. He will teach us in the next chapter, Mahavakya Viveka, I am Brahman. Hold this attitude, then this whole world will disappear from you. That is the mantra. Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahman, I am Brahman, I am Brahman. That mantra will knock out the duality. That he will tell me in the next chapter. He is now building the stage. And he is trying to convince us that these are all projections of the mind. Same woman, to me, she is my mother. Her father thinks she is my daughter. Her husband thinks she is my wife. So from different angles, same woman is viewed. Actually, that person is the same. She is not changed her position or age or body or anything like that. That he is talking about. He is giving some concrete examples, you see. Nanu gyanani vidyantam akarastu na vidyate yoshit vipushya. Joshit bapushyati shayo na drishto jiva nirmita. 24. Objection. These different relationships may be seen, but no changes in the woman's appearance are seen to result from other people's ideas about her. Relationship, my focus, my ideas are changing, but that person is not changing. That person remains the same. That woman remains the same. So your idea, you say that it is jiva srishto, that it is human creation, that is false. Your argument is not right. That is opponent is talking about. Now look, he will answer. Maivam mangshumai yoshit. Kachi doina monomui, mangshumoi ya avedopi, vidyatehi monomui. Reply, not so. The woman has a subtle body as well as a physical body composed of flesh, etc. Although other people's ideas about her may not affect her physical body, yet they can change her mental state. When that woman thinks, I am the mother, he has one kind of mental state. When she thinks that I am this daughter, to her mother, to her parents, she is a daughter. She has another mental state. When she is relating with her husband, I am his wife, another mental state. When she is talking with her friends, there is another mental state. So the physical state, gross body, is not changing, but the subtle body is changing. Mind is changing. Relationship is changing. Amazing how they discuss and analyze this human aspect. When a man hugs his wife, she has another kind of feeling. When he hugs a little child, another kind of feeling. When he hugs his mother, another kind of feeling. The inner being, that feeling, that mental things, that attitude changes. But body remains the same. Very interesting. Mangshamoyi, monomoyi. Mangsha means flesh. This body made of flesh, bone, etc. And monomoyi, mental image. how Sri Ramakrishna reconciled? When Holy Mother said, how do you think about me? He said, the mother who is in the temple, means Mother Kali, the mother who is in Navabad gave birth to my body, my biological mother, and my wife, who is now serving me, I see all three are one. That is the non-dualistic experience. His mental state, he is seeing that God, Mother, the Divine Mother, in the Kali temple, in the Nahabat, in her mother, and in his wife. He sees in the street girl, he sees the same Divine Mother. That is called Ekotta Darshan, vision of unity, oneness. When you have that vision, you are free, you are illumined. When you see variety, diversity, you are in bondage. Double vision, that means there is a defect of your eyes. Double vision. Similarly, when we see variety, multiplicity, diversity, we have a disease. Name of that disease is ignorance, Maya. The different ideas formed regarding an object presupposes the existence of such peculiarities in the object itself, as it is impossible that ideas should arise without the existence of such peculiarities. Mangshamayi, manamayi. Grows physical form, remains the same. Mind changes. The mental image are many, different. Bhranti swapna manorajya, smritishu ostu manomayam jagrat manena mevasya na manomayeti te chet. He is now quoting from another philosophical school in Vedanta, Bhranti. Objection. Though it may affect the objects perceived in the states of delusion, dreaming, remembering, and imagining, the mind cannot affect the objects perceived through the senses in the waking state. We cannot speak of mental form, for in the waking state he sees the actual material form, but in the other states only the mental forms. Bhranti. Bhranti means mistakes. Wrong focus. Shapno, dream, mental state, and smriti, memory. We think they are all mental. Shapno, how do you see the dream? Through mind. You do not see the dream through the body. Kintu, in the waking state, when I see something, they cannot be mental. If we say that thing that you are talking about, this mental, Bharam, mani tu meena jogat syat, vishayakriti hi, bhashya bhartika akara, bhartika karabhyam, ayam artha udirita. Bhartikar, Sureshwaracharya, one of the disciples of Shankara, developed a school, very strong philosophical school. Reply, true, Acharya Shankara, Sureshwara, and others acknowledge the fact that the mind assumes the form of the external object with which it comes into contact and modifies that form to suit its purposes. True, because there is a fundamental difference in two acts of conditions, but it must be asserted that external material objects are not known unless the mind comes in contact with them. Do you know what he is talking about? We perceive the world through the mind. And knowledge, liberation, bondage, happiness, misery, all are in the mind. He is going to tell us more about the experience we get through the mind, whether this experience are real or not. Barham. Let me tell you, give an example, then you will understand what we are talking about. Buddhi tasya chidabhasau dau api vyapnuto ghatam. Here is a chair. How do I get the knowledge of this chair? My buddhi, my mind, intellect, and consciousness behind, they focus on it. It is the chair. So two things happen. The buddhi, intellect, destroys the ignorance of the chair. I have the knowledge. I know it is the chair. And the Atman, the consciousness, manifests it. So buddhi destroys the ignorance of the chair, and the Atman manifests the chair. I know this is the chair. Always remember, knowledge comes from consciousness. And that consciousness goes through the buddhi, through the mind, and objectify that object. We get the knowledge of the chair. So through the intellect, we destroy the ignorance of the object. And through consciousness, we get the object manifest. This is a very tricky thing, I tell you frankly. How can we get the real object? This room is full of darkness. I brought a lamp. And I see a jar. So the lamp did the two things. My flashlight or the lamp did the two things. First, it destroys the darkness. Second, it manifests this knowledge of the existence, manifests the jar which is on the floor. It destroys the darkness, it manifests the jar. So this Atman, it destroys our ignorance. And what does it manifest? It manifests itself. She Mohimni. It does not need anybody's light to manifest itself. Consciousness, how it works. How do you get the knowledge? How do you know an object? By the light? By the sunlight you see and you get the knowledge. You get the objects, you can see it. When there is no sun, moon, when there is no moon, stars, when there is no star, no moon, no star, no fire, then fire, no fire. Think of that. This world is full of darkness. There is no sun, no moon, no star, no lightning, no fire. Darkness is covered by darkness. How will you get the knowledge? Shabda jyotihi, sound. You are my neighbor. You are shouting. Help, help, help. Whole place is full of darkness. Hearing that sound, I shall rush to your house. Here I am. sound brings us close. When there is no sound, Atma Jyoti, the light comes from the heart, from consciousness. You know, please try to, this is the way we try to understand. We say Atman, Swayam Jyoti, self-luminous, self-luminous. What is self-luminous? Do you know how does it work? You are a very beautiful looking person. You are so poor, you have no mirror. But you are completely unaware of your beauty. I brought a mirror and I showed you. Now see how beautiful you are. You see yourself. So you get a glimpse of your face on the mirror. And really you see you have beautiful eyes, beautiful face, beautiful hair. You are excited seeing your own beauty. Then I took away the mirror. Then what will happen to you? Now you're going to see your own face anymore. That Guru does. Guru brings a mirror. Now you show your own face. And then what happens? At that time you are thinking about your own face. It's really, I'm really beautiful. I'm really beautiful. I'm really beautiful. That thing happens. When we have that spiritual experience, you will float in bliss and joy. That comes from within. Your face, you are not seeing my face or other people's faces. All these years, you are completely unaware of your beauty. Now you can see your own face. You are really happy. That is called self-knowledge. I really know myself. Know thyself. That one is very difficult. We really dualistic. I go to the temple, I see the image of different gods and goddesses, I am very happy, excited. When I come home, I do not see those deities anymore, I am miserable. Just see how non-dualism, this non-dual experience helps. You will not have to go to the temple. Just close your eyes and see within. Or open your eyes and see without. When you have the experience of God, you will see God in everything, in every being. Badham. 27. True, Acharya Shankara, Suresharya and others acknowledge the fact that the mind assumes the form of the external object with which it comes into contact and modifies that form to suit its purposes. Example, Mushasiktam yatha tamram tannivam jayate tatha rupadin vapnuvat chittam tannivam drishyate dhruvam. Sri Shankara says, just as melted copper assumes the form of the mould into which it is cast, so the mind assumes the form of the object perceived by it. This kind of example we find in Yoga Sutra also. Tada kshetriyavat. You are a farmer. You want to bring water to your field. You made a tunnel from the canal. You bring the water. If the size of your field is triangular, the water will take triangular shape. Quadrangular, it will take that shape. Rectangular, or sextangular, or octangular, whatever size of your field, water will take that shape. Water is coming. It depends upon the formation, the measurement, or size of your field. So test. I want a head of Buddha. I brought some melted copper, put it in the mold, and it became the size of Buddha. But I want head of Jesus. So the melted copper will take the head of Jesus. It depends upon the mold, but the material, the copper, remains the same. He is talking about, now I see the chair. Remove this chair, bring a table, my mind will take a table shape. Remove it, bring a television, my mind will take the television shape. Then remove it, bring a little boy, my mind will take the boy shape. A girl, it will take girl shape. Food, it will take food shape. It is consciousness coming through the mind, and as the copper, melted copper, takes the different shapes according to the different mold. So mind is taking different molds according to the objects. Consciousness as I said from the very beginning, only consciousness exists. But duality created by the mind. If you want to experience that non-dual Brahman, you will have to knock out the mind. Mano drishyam idam sarvam yat kincha jagatyam jagat. Manohi amani bhavi duitono bulibhati. Whatever you see in this world, it is all monodrishyam. It is the scene of the mind. When the mind becomes mindless, the duality is not perceived. That is the way Vedanta works. Vyanjako va yatha loko vyangasya karam akaro akarotam yat sarvartha vyanjakat dhi arthakara pradrishyati. 29. Or just as sunlight assumes the forms of the objects which it illumines, so the mind assumes the form of an object which it perceives. Another illustration, to avoid doubt on account of copper being a material object and the internal organ non-material. It is the sunset. You stand. If it is a tree, you will see the reflection, the tree shape on the back. Man, you will find man. A bull, you will see the shade of a bull. The shade is coming according to the persons, according to the objects. The sunlight is making different forms according to the objects. So buddhi, as sun takes different shapes, so buddhi, intellect also takes different shapes. Whatever object comes, buddhi takes that shape, buddhi mind, it takes that shape. Mind is now microphone, it is taking microphone shape. Book shape, watch shape. It is the where it focuses, it takes that shape. It will take some time to understand this philosophy. But if you hold on, listen day after day, Ashupti Amrita, Tilu Jai and Tilu go to sleep. Study and think, then you will see this world will change. Everything is all in the mind. If you think that you are pure, you are pure. If you think you are impure, you are impure. If you think you are bound, you are bound. If you think you are free, you are free. If you have doubt, mind will take the doubt. It is amazing, this human mind. We practice the spiritual disciplines to purify the mind so that there is no desire and doubt and ignorance. Just clean, make the mind clean. That is the reason. The basic things in spiritual life is, basic things in the spiritual life are yama and niyama. According to Yoga Sutra, yama shuchi shauchosh, mani purification, purity, contentment, devotion, then satya astyo, truthfulness, non-stealing, brahmacharya, all this. Basic 10, Patanjali mentioned 10 things to build the spiritual edifice, 10 disciplines. That when your mind is that we are disciplined, one-pointed, pure, these things will flash in your mind. You know what is going on. Mind. This mind is restless, jumping from one thing to the other. Have to control the mind. Time to time you can practice this one. Patanjali says, yoga chitta vritti nirodha. Stop the thought waves of the mind. Mind, I won't let you think anything. Stop. Yogis do practice that. When you do that, what happens? Tada drushtu sharupi avasthanam. Then you will stand on your own Atman. Maya is not disturbing you. Mind just stopped. Then your mind will dissolve into consciousness. The devotees do it through devotion. The yogi, the jnanis do it through discrimination. They only give up. Neti neti atma. Give up. That is the path of Gyan Yoga. And the devotees, they soak the mind into love for God. And the yogis, they control the mind through pranayama and through concentration. These are the three schools. Karma Yogi also. I am offering this work to God. So these are the many ways they discipline themselves. All right, if you have any questions, you can ask me. So up to 29 we did it today, tonight. Nau bhunaktu sabiryam karabhavai tejasinavadi tamastu ma vidyashavai. Om shanti, shanti, shanti. May Brahman protect us, may he guide us, may he give us strength and right understanding. May love and harmony be with us all. Om, peace, peace, peace be unto all.